Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas daf Yud Daled. We are starting the eighth line at the two dots, and in the Vilna Tzuris daf, it's Yud Amar Aleph, the ninth line, the third word on the line. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah had said Malkam Shamru Laharich V'Chulu. The Mishnah was telling us that if the Chachamim said that we should have a longer bracha, we're not allowed to shorten the bracha. Now the Gemara begins with the Brisa. Elu Brachas Shemarichin Bohen. What are the brachas that a person is allowed to be marich? He's allowed to extend the bracha or elongate it, which means that the way the Chachamim designed this bracha is it's supposed to be a long bracha, and you're even allowed to add in your own supplications, your own tchinos, your own tfilos into this bracha. Which ones are those? Brachas Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim, the brachas of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This referring to the bracha of Rosh Hashanah, Mosav Shemana Esrei, Malchias Achranis and Shifras. Those are already very long. They have a lot of additional psukim, so a person's allowed to add on his own psukim and his own tchinos. Yom Kippur is referring to Yom Kippur of Yovel, when the same Shemana Esrei is said. And Ubrachas Taina Sibur, the brachas that are said are Taina Sibur. Back in the times of Chazal, when they had a public fast day, they would add six brachas after the bracha of Goyal Yisrael before Rifa'enu, and it's in these brachas that a person is allowed to add in their own tchinos and their own bakashas. And we continue with brachasim shel adam nikram talmud chacham hu imburhu. Based off of the way a person makes a bracha, we can tell if he's a talmud chacham or if he's an ignoramus, if he's an amaret. If he adds in his own supplications, his own tchinos in the proper way and in the proper brachas, so then we know that he's a talmud chacham. If not, then we know he's an amaret. The brachas continues, ela brachas shemakatsin behen. These are brachas that remain short. Hamavarch al mitzvah al peris. A person makes a bracha on mitzvahs or on peiros. For example, he's making a bracha on tzitzis or tefillin, or he's making bari pereitz or adama, or birchas hazimon, and u bracha achronish of birchas hamazon, achar hamazon, the last bracha of birchas hamazon, which is hatayva meitiv. Achar hamazon means after he ate his food. That has to remain exactly the way the chachamim set it up. It's not allowed to be added onto. But now the Gemara is going to ask, this seems to be that there's a stira in mashmais between the seifa and the reisha. By the seifa saying that these brachas have to remain short, that implies hakol shar habrachas adamarech, that all other brachas a person is allowed to elongate, he's allowed to add in his own supplications and tchinois, and that's mashma even if it's an average bracha. But the ratio of this brisa seemed to tell us that the only time a person is allowed to elongate a bracha is if it's already a very long bracha, such as brichas Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but not an average size bracha. So Amar Chizki answers min ma'adetani from that which we learned in a different brisa, hamarich, if a person elongates hareza maguna, that is not a good thing, that's not a good midah, v'hamakatzer, one that keeps his brachas short, hareza mashubach, that's praiseworthy. Hada amar she'ein zaklal, this is telling us that the seif of our brisa is not a general rule that only these brachas have to remain short, but average size brachas are allowed to be elongated. This is just an example of certain brachas that have to remain short, but it really means that all brachas have to remain exactly the way the Chachamim set them up, except for the brachas that we mentioned in the beginning of the Braisa. Those are allowed to be elongated. I think Mark Tenu's Tani was taught in a Braisa, Tzarech l'harich b'gal Yisrael b'tainas, a person has to elongate the bracha of Gal Yisrael during a public fast day. This is not referring to the six brachas that are said after Gal Yisrael that we just mentioned previously. This is referring to before the Chazun says Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael, he adds in an extra nusach. Now the Gemara asks what exactly the Braisa is trying to teach us. In the extra six that he's adding on to Gal Yisrael afterwards, he's not Mayrich in those. Why do we have to mention this for? So Rabbi Yosa, he answers, the chiddush in this brisa is shaloi timer that a person shouldn't say, Hail since v'hume ein shmaina esrei, this bracha of Gal Yisrael is part of regular shmaina esrei, lo yarech ba, he shouldn't extend that bracha itself, he should only extend afterwards, he should only add the six brachas afterwards before Rifa'inu, but the bracha of Gal Yisrael itself should remain as is, lafum kain, because of that, sarach meimer, that's why the brisa has to say, that sarach laharech ba Gal Yisrael batainis, that when we're on a fast day, a person does have to elongate the bracha of Gal Yisrael itself. And the Gemara continues talking about bracha. These are the brachas that a person must bow down during the bracha when he says it. Barishayna, the first bracha of Shemana Esrei, Tchila Vasayf, in the beginning and the end of the bracha. Uva Maidim, Tchila Vasayf, and when a person says Maidim at the beginning and the end of the bracha. And Hashachach, I'll call bracha u bracha. If a person bows by every single bracha, Malam Denoisai Shalai Yeshuach, we teach him not to bow down so much. Only by the first bracha and by Maidim. Now, Yitzchak Bar Nachman says, B'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Kain Gadol, Shachach al Saif ka bracha u bracha. The Kain Gadol, he has to bow down at the end of every single bracha of Shemana Esrei. And Hamelech, the king, Rosh kol bracha u'bracha v'sayf kol bracha u'bracha. He bows down at the beginning and the end of every bracha. Now the reason why a kohen gadol and a king need to bow down even more than a regular person is because the more chash of the person, the more hachna, the more subjugation he has to show to Hashem. Now if Simon B'Shem Rabbi Shubin Levi tells us, Hamelech mishu kareya, once a king bows down at the beginning of Shemana Esrei, Einoi niskaf, he doesn't stand up straight, Achu mashem kol tfilasai, until he finishes his entire Shemana Esrei. Now my time, where do we see this? Yud Daled Amud Beis on the top. The pasuk tells us, Vahikachal Shlomi l'spal al Hashem, was when Shlomi HaMelech finished davening to Hashem, as kol hatfilah, as kol hatchina hazois, all this tefillah and all this tchina, kam lefnei mizbeach Hashem mikraya al birchav, then he got up from in front of mizbeach from kneeling on his knees. So we see that Shlomo HaMelech remained in this position during his entire tefillah, the source that a king has to remain bent during his entire tefillah. But now the Gemara asks, Ezu kriya ve'ezu bricha? What's a kriya and what's a bricha? We have a pasuk in Tehillim that says, Bayu nishtachave v'nichra'a nivracha lefnei Hashem Yoseinu. So we see that there's two different types of bowing. What's the difference between the two of them? Now the Gemara doesn't actually tell us what the difference between the two of them is, but one thing that we are going to see is that it's very difficult to do both kriya and bricha. Rav Chiya Rabba, Hera bricha lefnei Rebbe. Rav Chiya Rabba demonstrated what bricha is in front of Rebbe. V'nifsach, and he became lame. He got injured because it's a very difficult thing to do. V'nisrape, but eventually he got healed. Now Rav Levi Bar Sisi, Hera kriya lefnei Rebbe. Rav Levi Bar Sisi, he showed what a kriya is in front of Rebbe. V'nisbach, he became lame. He got injured. V'loy nisrape, and he didn't get healed. Now some explain the reason why Rav Levi Bar Sisi didn't get healed is because a kriya is much more challenging than a bricha, so what he did was more difficult, so he got a greater injury. And some explain that this story of Rav Levi Bar Sisi is actually referring to a story that we have in Bavli, where he's simply called Levi. This is mentioned in Maseches Megillah, how Levi demonstrated how to do a kida, which is a complicated type of bowing, and he became lame as a result. And the Gemara says that this was a punishment for expressing sharp words towards Hashem when davening for rain. Now, once we had mentioned this pasuk of Shlomo HaMelech, we continue talking about it. The pasuk says, "V'kapav prusos haShemayim," his palms were spread out to Shemayim. Now, Amar of Evu, he explains, "Kigayin hadei naktim hayoimid," he was standing like a naktim. Now, the pasuk says that he spread out his palms, implying that he didn't stretch out his hands out wide like one who's pleading and davening. Rather, it was just his palms that were opened. And the pasuk's trying to show us his great hachna, his great subjugation to Hashem. Now, the word naktim over here references one who is sick and weak. Some translate it to be referring to one who has arthritis. So the lashon of naktim over here is expressing how he was completely submissive in his posture, like someone who's weak and has arthritis. Now, Amar Belazar Bar Avino, he has a different shot why we have this lashon of the kap of prusos haShemayim, that his palms were spread out to heaven. He was trying to express kikapayim halalu, like these palms, shaloi notfu ubinya beis hamikdash klom, they didn't take even one drop of the beis hamikdash, meaning he didn't derive any personal gain from the building of the beis hamikdash. Now, continuing to talk about bowing during Shmona Esrei, Tana Rebbe Chalafta ben Shaul, hakol shachachin im shliach tzibur b'hayda. Everyone bows with the shliach tzibur by the bracha of hayda, by the bracha of maidim, and this is referring to everyone saying maidim derabanan. Now, Rabbi Zeira Amar, he explains obavad b'maidim. They only bow by maidim. They don't bow at the end of maidim also, like the shliach tzibur does. They only bow at the beginning of maidim, like we do by maidim derabanan. Now, Rabbi Zeira Savar Lekraiva, we're going to explain what this means in a moment, kidei l'shuach ima t'chila v'saif, in order to bow down with him at the beginning and at the end. So, what did Rabbi Zeira do? So, since the nusach of maidim derabanan is similar to maidim itself, Rabbi Zeira would begin his maidim with bowing, along with the shliach tzibur, remain in the bowed position until he finished, and he would finish just as a shliach tzibur is finishing his maidim, and so he would straighten up just as a shliach tzibur is straightening after finishing maidim. So these words can be understood in one of two ways. Reb Zeira Savar LaKriva, Reb Zeira would wait for the kriva, which means he would wait for the shliach tzibur, or Reb Zeira Savar LaKriva, Reb Zeira would wait because kriva means it's karev. Maidim derabanan is very similar, karev means similar, to the regular maidim, and therefore he would say maidim derabanan along with the maidim de shliach tzibur, and therefore he would bow at the beginning and get up at the end with him. Now more about maidim derabanan. Rav Yossi katzal klahacha. When Rav Yossi came here, meaning when he left Bavel and he came to Eretz Yisrael, chamson gechanin umlachashin, he saw that everyone was bowing down and mumbling something. They were murmuring, they were whispering something. Amr Lain, he asked them, mahu dein lachisha, what exactly is this mumbling, what is this whispering that you're doing? The Gemara asked, v'lo shmiya demai Reb Chelbai. Rav Yossi didn't hear what Reb Chelbai said. And what did Reb Chelbai say? He quoted the following: Reb Shimon said b'shem Reb Yochanan, b'shem Reb Yirmiyah, and Reb Chanina said b'shem Reb Yasha, and Reb Chia said b'shem Reb Simai. And Ve'ista Amrin Lei, some say that it was Chavraya said b'shem Reb Simai. This is the nusach of Maidim Drabanan they were saying: Maidim Nachnu L'cha, we give thanks to you, Adon Kol Abriyos, the Master of all creation, Eloi Katush Bachos, God of praises, Tzura Ilamim, Chai Ha'olam, Yotzer Bereishis, Molder of creation, Mechai Hamesim, Shechi Yisanu, that He kept us alive, V'kiyam Tanu, and He has sustained us, V'zichi Sanu, and He has given us merit, v'siatanu, and He has helped us, v'keravtanu, and He has brought us close, l'hoidos l'shimcha, to give thanks to Your name, baruch atah Hashem, kel ha'idos. Now that's one nusach of maidim drabanan, and now we're going to have another three nuschais. Rav Babar Zavda b'shem Rav says, that maidim anachnu l'cha, sh'anu chayavim l'hoidos l'shimcha, we have to thank Your name, t'ranenu s'fasai ki azam r'loch, my lips shall rejoice when I sing to you, v'nafshi asher podiso, as well as my soul that you redeemed, baruch atah Hashem keloi dais. A third nusach of Maidim Drabanan, Rav Shmuel Bar Mino says, b'shem Rav Acha, haydaya v'shavach l'shimcha, thanks and praise to your name, l'cha gedula, l'cha gavura, l'cha teferes, yirotzim l'funecha Hashem l'kinu v'kavaseinu, it should be the will in front of you, Hashem our God and the God of our fathers, shetis mechenu menefilaseinu, you should support us in our rising from our fallen state, this is kefenu mekfifaseinu, you should straighten us from our bent state, ki atahu semech neiflim, because you're the one that supports the fallen, tesva v'amad alf on the top, v'zoykiv kefufim, and straightens those that are bent, umali rachimim, you're full of mercy, v'ein od milvadecha, there's no one besides you, baruch atah Hashem kel ha'idais. And the fourth nesach, Bar Kapar Amar, he says, l'cha kiriya, to you is kiriya, l'cha kefifa, to you kefifa, l'cha yishtachavaya, l'cha bericha, ki l'cha techra kol berech, because to you all knees shall bend, yishav ha'kol ha'shoin, all tongues shall swear, l'cha Hashem ha'gdula v'agvura v'atiferes v'anetzach v'ahoid, ki chol ba'shamayim v'aretz, l'cha Hashem ha'mamlacha v'aminsnasi l'chol roish, v'ha'oysher v'akovin mufanecha, v'atam moishel ba'kol, you rule over everything, u'biyadcha koech u'gvura, u'biyadcha l'gadel u'l'chazek l'kol, v'ata olikenu, and now our God, moidem anachnu l'cha, u'mahalom l'shem tifratecha, b'chol lev u'b'chol nefesh, mishtachavim, call out to Termarno, all my bones shall say, Hashem Michamaicha, Hashem who is like you, Matil Ani Michazik Mimenu, who saves the poor one from someone who's stronger than him, Ba'ani Ve'evian Migazloi, and the poor and the pauper from one who wants to rob him. Baruch Ato Hashem Keloi Dais. So we have these four Nischais of Maidim Dirabanan, and the bottom line is we have a question on Rav Yossa. Rav Yossa never heard of Maidim Dirabanan before? Why is he asking what they're saying? So Amrav Yudan, he answers, Nagin Rabbanin Amrin Kulhain, the Rabbanan had the minik to say all of these, and Ve'ista Amrin Oihada Oihada, and there's some that say this and some that say that one. So therefore, Rav Yossa wasn't so sure what they were saying. Their Maidim Drabanan was different than his, and that's why he wasn't so sure what they were saying. We're going to stop here for the day, continue to talk about bowing in Shemayna Esrei. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.